This is the Tuesday, October 12th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for tonight, so settle in and we'll set you up in 10 minutes or less with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Tyler Foljam, and I'll get you set for a Tuesday after what was a wild come-from-behind victory for the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football. If you were holding a Colts money line ticket, tough, tough beat if you were holding that Baltimore Ravens money line, or if you had teased them down, you're feeling pretty good about the way that that worked out. If you did just take the 7.5-point head start with the Colts, despite the bad comeback for the opposing team, you're still a winner because they didn't get to kick an extra point in overtime and just lost the game by 6. Got Major League Baseball on the docket today and the opening puck drop in the NHL, a couple of high-profile games on ESPN. And I'll talk about one of them, but let's start in Major League Baseball where we have the White Sox and Astros making up their game that was rained out yesterday. It's a very early start, 2:07 p.m. Eastern. And this one is Carlos Rodon versus Lance McCullers. Not a real strong lean here. It's basically a toss-up. They're both minus 105 on the money line. The White Sox have been a very good home team. Rodon has been very good. So I do have a slight lean to the White Sox. But again, there's really nothing here that makes me want to run to the betting window and bet it. If you have an emotional investment, I understand for White Sox fans trying to get their team back in this game and force a game or in the series, pardon me, and force a game 5. But the stronger leans are with the Milwaukee Brewers and Atlanta Braves game. That game, first pitch, 5:07 p.m. Eastern. Eric Lauer versus Charlie Morton on short rest. Braves, pretty significant favorites in this game, minus 153, plus 143 on the comeback for the Brewers. And this is just what I've been doing every game in this series, and I'll continue to do it here. Although, if there is a game that bucks the trend, it's probably going to be this one. I'm taking the under, 8 runs, and that's even money, plus 100. The over is over 8 runs is minus 120. And the reason why there is a little less confidence here, obviously Morton on short rest. And then Eric Lauer is a lefty and by far the least imposing pitcher in that Milwaukee Brewers lineup. When you have Corbin Burns, when you have Brandon Woodruff, when you have Freddie Peralta, that is definitely the cream of the crop in that rotation. Lauer is someone who is a soft-tossing lefty who can get knocked around. The Braves do crush lefties, especially since they brought in guys like Adam Duvall, Jorge Soler to team up with Austin Riley and Ozzie Albies, who's a little more powerful from the right side. So I still am going to ride the under here because the Brewers lineup hasn't really shown us anything in this series. They've been blanked a couple of times in this series. And really, the only game that they won, they scored, what, 2 runs on the Daniel Vogelbach home run. So they're really struggling right now are the Brewers offensively. And I think Morton with his veteran savvy can run up another a shutout there, or at least while he's out there, you know, 4, 5, 6 innings of, you know, shutout or 1-run ball. So this is really kind of a bet against the Brewers offense, which has scored a grand total of 2 runs in the 3 games they've played in this series, hoping the Braves just, minimally damage Eric Lauer. But I have a little bit of concern against the lefty, although I'm just going to keep riding the trend, especially since the price is so good. Under 8. Even money. No, every game in this series has featured exactly 3 runs. Tonight, we have a pivotal game 4 between the Dodgers and the Giants. As a matter of fact, it's an elimination game for the Dodgers as Max Scherzer was great last night. One mistake he made to Evan Longoria, the only run in that matchup as the Giants win 1-0. We told you yesterday to take the Giants on the money line just because the pricing did not match the true value of the Giants. Even though the Dodgers, the better team, they had the better starting pitcher, it was not indicative of the way that game was priced. I don't see anything for the game tonight because we still don't know who's going to go for the Dodgers in this elimination game. I do know a series price right now has the Dodgers now at plus 210 and the Giants at minus 260. Man, The plus 210 seems like good value on the Dodgers, but I'm not in the business of betting against this Giants team this season, so I'll pass. Understand if you find that value with the Dodgers having this home game. Listen, they win this, you're not going to get a game five elimination money line price of plus 210. They're going to be a favorite, I imagine, even on the road in San Francisco, because they are the Dodgers. So if you think the Dodgers win this series, now is the time to buy them at plus 210. I just will point that out. Although I am not biting, I do think it's interesting to consider, because the Dodgers are, after all, a historically great team. It's just the Giants have also been an historically great team this season. So that's all I'm looking at the Major League Baseball slate. Real quickly, let's spin it over to the ice, where we will have the NHL season dropping the puck. Two games on the ESPN family of networks. Pittsburgh visiting the Tampa Bay Lightning, two-time defending cup champions. And then we get the debut of the Seattle Kraken here in Vegas visiting the Golden Knights. And what a, you know, juxtaposition of the two most recent teams to join the league there, the Knights and the Kraken. We know what the Knights did in their first season, the Kraken trying to do that. I want to start with the first game, Tampa Bay against Pittsburgh. Many people are picking the Lightning to go back to back to back. I mean, this team is obviously loaded. They have every kind of piece that you want, from goaltending to defense to speed to skill, scoring up front. They're a complete package. That's why they're the two-time defending champions here. The way I'm going to attack this game against Crosby and the Penguins, with the Lightning at home, I'm just going to lay the puck line minus a half goal in the first period, plus 125. I think in front of their home fans, getting back in front of their home fans and kind of celebrating what they did last year to win the Stanley Cup, I think they come out hot, they come out fast, and at least have a one-goal lead after the first period. That's the best price you can get, plus 125, minus a half goal in the first period. If you're interested in the overall puck line for the game, laying that goal and a half, it's only plus 110. So that's why I pivoted to the first period. Just getting a better value, a better price on the team, I think, is better, and they just need to win the first period. Doesn't matter what happens the rest of the game. Puck line in the first, Tampa Bay plus 125. Kraken and Knights, I'm just going to have to wait and see the Kraken. I don't know what they're going to look like. Obviously, people have high expectations for them, expecting them to, you know, procure more than 90 points this season. So I'm going to pass on that. Just want to see them first and foremost, how they match up with a good team like the Vegas Golden Knights. We know one of the better teams in the Western Conference. So I'll pass on that. But if you have a, if you're up there in Seattle, I imagine a lot on their money line, on their puck line. Just want to see them come out and get a win in their inaugural game. So some hockey, some baseball on the Daily Wager podcast. That's how we're going to tackle it today. Of course, waiting for Thursday Night Football, where the Buccaneers are visiting Philadelphia. We'll get you that, of course, throughout the week here on the Daily Wager podcast. But hockey and baseball taking center stage on this Tuesday. That's it for today. 10 minutes or less of the bets you need, as promised. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. And you can watch Daily Wager today, like always, at 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm Tyler Fulgham, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow here on the Daily Wager podcast.